Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, I had a friend who reached out a short time ago and may have offered me some tickets for the Mizzou Alabama game because I had not planned on going. I'm going to know here within the hour. I think I have to say yes to that offer, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. My friend Chris Trevino, who is on the broadcast crew for Mizzou Tiger football and basketball, with us for a preview of that game. Hello, Chris Trevino. How are you?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited about the way that this football season has started. I did make it for that game where it was like 105 degrees a couple weeks ago, and I was in a suite, thank God. I'll tell you what, though, Chris, you know, as much as I like this team, I want your thoughts on Ahmad Hardy and Bo Pribula, who were interviewed by John Gruden today, which was awesome. But this Ty Simpson kid, let's start with the kid from Alabama. I watched him against Vanderbilt last week, and he looks really hard to contain, and they have a pretty good offensive line. So the Tigers are up against it, aren't they?
They really are. He might be the best quarterback in the country the way he's played so far, Mark. Of course, they had the rough game in the opener, the loss to Florida State, but boy, was that a wake-up call, because since then he and they have been just tremendous. 13 touchdown passes, just one interception, and he's completing about 70% of his passes. And yeah, you know your stuff. Their offensive line is terrific. The left tackle, a guy named Caden Proctor from Des Moines, Iowa, 6'7", 366 pounds. He protects the blind side of the quarterback. And then the center, Parker Brailsford, is a terrific player. In fact, is the offensive lineman of the week in the SEC. So they've got a trio of wide receivers that are dangerous. I mean, they're Alabama, right? They're usually pretty good. And after a slow start, are they going to be a real test?
Right.
But how exciting it ought to be Saturday, right?
On the flip side, this story of Ahmad Hardy and what he's doing, or just overall what Mizzou's doing with the run game, Bama has had some challenges with the run game. They've given up some big plays. So, Hardy, just talk about this kid, because we had hoped going into the season as a transfer, he was going to be able to, you know, maybe improve what we had, certainly last year, and he's done more than that, and maybe if he has a good weekend this weekend, should be talked about for the Heisman Trophy.
Well, I think that's right, and again, you're right on it. I mean, Bama has given up some yardage on the ground, so that could bode well for Missouri. Their focal point, Alabama's, has to be on Hardy. He's been outstanding. I've used the line a couple of times now, including on our broadcast, one of the recent games. I watched him in preseason camp, and my eyes about popped out of my head. I mean, I was so impressed by this guy running so fast, hitting the hole quickly, and then just running right over anybody who'd get in his way. I mean, he's just been an outstanding addition, 730 yards already. And, of course, with Jamal Roberts as backup there from St. Louis, the two of them have combined for 1,080 yards. They're the best rushing duo in all of college football right now. They've been that good. So he is really going to get the ball, I would say, early and often, and Alabama knows that, but they're going to have to stop him. And again, to your initial point, they have struggled a little bit against the run. I'm sure it's a focal point for them in preparation for this game, but Hardy will come at them, and if he has his way, he'll run right through them or around them.
I can't wait to see that. Talk a little bit about Bo Prabhula. You know, none of us as fans, we're excited. I was excited when he transferred from Penn State. You know, when I watched film, I thought this kid, you know, dual threat, he can run the ball, he can pass the ball, seems to have a good arm. He's impressed me from the very beginning. He really seems mature. He's got a lot of composure, and I love what he's doing on the field. Now, having said that, you know, this is not a team that's had big, huge explosive plays too often. I love this Kevin Coleman kid, and I think he needs to be a big part of this weekend for Bo to have success against Alabama.
Right. Coleman, another kid from St. Louis and St. Mary's, been a great addition at receiver from Mississippi State, transferring here from there. But Prabhula's been really good. He came from Penn State, didn't play much there behind Drew Aller, who's back for another season at Penn State, and many think will be a first-round pick. So Prabhula wanted to transfer to go where he could play and start, and here he is at Missouri, and he's done a nice job, too, completing 76% of his passes, 9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, good runner and passer. You know, the one thing I think he's got to be careful of now is the turnovers. Alabama's number one in the country in turnover margin. They are +9. They've only turned it over one time, that lone interception by Simpson. Prabhula has thrown an interception in each of his last three games. And, of course, he had the fumble. That was a scoop and score for Kansas, which really gave the Jayhawks that lead and kept that game closer. So he's not been horrendous with the football or really careless, but an interception each of the last three games, the Bama defense, their ball hawks back there in the secondary. So he's got to be really on the mark and make good decisions. But all in all, he's been really good for Missouri. I think has given the Tigers what they hoped for and needed at that quarterback spot, and they just want him to protect the ball and keep moving forward with this group.
Look, you have a real opportunity to beat Alabama in a great, great climate at the stadium. It looks weird in there, Chris, with the north end zone work, I'll tell you that. It's going to be fun when it's finished, though.
Oh, for sure. It's going up so quickly. It's amazing, Mark. I've got to be careful driving by there at that busy intersection because you always want to glance over and see. So I kind of work my way to a red light if I can. But it is going so fast, that construction. And it is really a construction zone, of course, this season. But they are right on, if not ahead of schedule. It'll certainly be all in place for opening day next season.
I'm not ready to move past football yet. We got a lot of football, but I got to ask you a little bit here, and we'll have a deeper conversation when the season starts. But Dennis Gates, not only does he have an intriguing team coming in for this season, but the roster and the signees, if you will, that he has for next season are amongst the best in the country, Gervino, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Right now, by the ratings, for what they're worth, Missouri's number one in the country in terms of high school signees for next year. They've got Jason Crow, a left-handed guard from California, the Inglewood area, who's a great scoring guard and is highly rated player in recruiting since Michael Porter Jr. here about 8 years ago. They've got a big guy, Tony Bryant from Tampa, Florida, very athletic, runs the floor, another a top 30 kid nationwide. And they've signed Aiden Chronister, a 6'8 shooter from Rogers, Arkansas, really sharp shooter. So they've got three guys, and really it's nice to kind of plug in, you know, a guard, big guy, and a kind of in-between guy who can really shoot it. So it's a great start for next year's recruiting class, for the class of 26. And, of course, they hope to have a good season between now and then, a season that's about to start here, hard to believe, in just 3 weeks.
It is hard to believe that that's going to happen. All right, Chris, thanks. Have fun this weekend. I mean, this is just so much fun, SEC football. You got two highly ranked teams. It made me a little nervous that Mizzou moves up when they don't play during the bye week. I do think this is going to be a tough game, but let's hope that we can make fewer mistakes and bring this home, because that would be a hell of a start. 6-0, then you're really in the conversation for the playoff. I mean, you got to win this game or you're probably not in that conversation.
Right. It's a big game. It's really exciting. Another sellout, and I'm glad you'll be here. I hope you're here, Mark. It'll be a great weekend here. Early start, so you better leave St. Louis early Saturday morning.
My tickets are not confirmed yet. They were offered. I'm going to know before the evening is up, but I'll let you know. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.
Okay, Mark.
Right, take
thank
care.
You.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.